from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I got to share something with you. Okay, I am a Seattle Mariner fan, right? I was a longtime Cleveland Indian fan.
Yes, yes, I remember. I recall.
I went to Game 1 and Game 2 of the 2016 World Series.
Yes, yes, I recall.
Game 7, I had a buddy of mine who is from the north side of Chicago, who lived in Portland at the time. He now is back in Chicago. When the Cubs won the World Series, I let him cry in my arms while I was very
while
mad.
While you cried in his arms?
Very mad at Mother Nature. Mother Nature is one of my favorite humans, entities, whatever you want to say, auras, ever to exist. I'm about to go spend 5 days with her.
Okay, hippie, what are you getting to?
I was watching a Seattle Mariner game. And it was the other day when Mitch Haniger walked to walk it off.
Ah, the walk off
against
when
the
Phillies. He should have gotten struck out.
He should have gotten struck out. That was a really bad call. I fully agree.
Although there have been other calls where they got screwed on, so it's evening out.
And I watched Haniger walk off the Phillies, and I turned to my buddy, who is a big-time Mariner fan, because we were watching the game together. And I turned to him and I said, I can't do this. And he was like, what do you mean? He was like, the Mariners just won. And I was like, I can't do this. I have no passion left in me to exert on this team.
Don't.
So what I'm going to share with you, my friends.
Oh, my God.
Is that I'm out.
What? I mean, I think
has
I
know it even
why,
been please, two full digress. Seasons?
No. No. I'm fully aware that it has been less than two seasons. And my friends, what I'm telling you is this current abusive girlfriend I can't handle anymore.
Boo.
I am going back.
I need two drops. I need from Half Baked, boo this man. And I need the chick from Game of Thrones ringing the bell. Shame. Shame. Ding-a-ling. Shame.
I am going back to the abusive girlfriend that I know how she acts. My friends, I'm a Cleveland Indians fan.
Well, that's not a team. So I don't know who you're rooting for exactly. Do you even have a team anymore?
Terry Francona, Frankie Lindor at short, Kluber on the mound. I'm an Indians fan.
All right.
You're going back?
I'm going back. Right. I'm buying a hat. Like tomorrow.
Listen, I'm not going to give you too much crap because I was once a fickle college football fan. I could not find a team during my high school, early college years. I jumped around. I first was a USC fan, and then they decided to lose to Oregon State every other year at the most inconvenient time, or lose to UCLA at the end of the year.
Mark Sanchez rolls into Corvallis, and Oregon State's not very good, and they lose.
Or it's like, hey, let's have an undefeated season and then lose to UCLA 13-9 last game of the year, whatever the hell it was. So And then I went from them to Kansas State. I had a stint with Colorado. And then I went to my mighty Oregon Ducks because I decided to give them thousands of dollars per year for education, which I
Pitt Panthers in basketball.
Pitt Panthers for basketball forever. All right.
Forever.
They will always be number one
in
my hearts.
I know you won't lose that.
Over the Ducks, number two in basketball. But football, it's Oregon Ducks. And it's been like that since 2012, 2013.
But what
like
I'll say, Joe, is that Pitt Panther love that you have, I can't quit Cleveland.
See, it's
so I'm going back. I can't. That's just the abusive relationship that I know, and it's comfortable. And Stephen Vogt should be manager of the year.
It's quite possible he might be, but
Jose Ramirez, the most underrated player in baseball. Now that I've said for a long time.
Well, and I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to say that.
Framber Valdez just gave up a solo shot.
Did
a
he
two
really?
Run shot Good. In the ninth with two outs.
Oh, what a bum.
What an idiot with two outs.
You can put it on the ball.
I would have not done anything like that in MLB The Show.
But my friends, Corey Seager is a two-time World Series MVP, should be a Hall of Famer because he's done it in both leagues. Only Frank Robinson has done that. Like, I'm just saying.
What level of emotion is worse, giving up the a two out ninth inning no hitter that you have? Like, is that lower than the high of taking that away from someone?
Getting
on a two run shot?
Oh, I think,
like, do you? I would think the low is lower than Corey Seager being like, yeah, that's right, bitch.
Now Valdez is getting pulled right now.
Well, yeah,
if he stayed in the game, if he stayed in the game, I would argue Valdez is winning. Okay, you got two outs. You gave up a dinger. You almost had a no hitter.
I like how MLB Network's like, and we're out of here.
Done.
We're gonna go.
But
to
the
another
fact
game.
That the fact that he gets pulled, Kyle Seager goes, suck it, bitch.
Yeah, Corey. That's definitely
Corey. Yeah, sorry, Corey.
Shout out to
Kyle's
Freudian slip there.
I see. Can I say that I see, as a diehard Mariners fan, I see why you were out on them, because even though they won that Philly series and with that 6-5 walk off, guess how many times they struck out total as a team through the series?
I don't need to. I just can't. Like, I know that woman hits me in the face. But I like it when Cleveland hits me in the face more than Seattle hits me in the face.
30 times, by the way. 30 strikeouts.
30 times.
So I understand it's something that I can't get out of. I feel like your Indians relationship is my Mariners relationship.
And Paul, you got to build up. And Paul Dolan is brutal. Like, the upper echelon, the execs in Cleveland are awful. It's just as bad as Seattle. It's really hard to deal with. But I will tell you this.
You're such a P.
I will tell you this. The GM of Toronto, which has kind of fallen apart, but for a while there looked really good, and the GM of Atlanta, who won a World Series and has built a perennial, those guys are Cleveland guys. Kevin Cash in Tampa Bay, that's a Cleveland guy. Terry Francona, like, the organization, despite its upper echelon being brutal, still produce. Seattle, I can't do both.
I mean, you can even go back, like Mike Hargrove in the 90s and 2000s. Great manager in Cleveland.
I love Mike Hargrove.
Yeah, huge name there.
We've lost three World Series since 95.
Well, I hope you lose four now.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, you could have done this after the season.
Nope, I'm doing it now.
Yeah, didn't Eric Wedge spend, like, what, five seasons there, win manager of the year as well after Mike Hargrove? I mean, they have had a very consistent run of good leadership in the dugout.
2007, we're two outs away from going to the World Series to play the Rockies.
The Matt Holliday-led Rockies.
Troy Tulowitzki-led Rockies.
The Red Sox got us because our bullpen failed, just like in 97. And Manny Ramirez was the MVP because Manny Ramirez World Series stats are stupid.
Mandram.
And we went on a World Series in 2016. If Mother Nature, who I pray to every single day, would have loved me, we would have won that World Series as well.
Well,
I'm going back home. I'm going home.
Listen.
It's coming home.
As a Cowboys fan, when a team just leads you through misery, I understand. But I do not condone, as a full-grown adult, pulling a Jason Swigard. But granted, The one thing is, it sounds like they just never truly had your heart.
Nope. That's what it is. What I've learned.
You were texting your main chick on the side this entire time.
Yep.
You were cheating on the marriage.
Yep.
You still love her.
Still follow the subreddits. I still know their games.
Say it. You still love her.
You're going to go back to her. No, I'm not, babe. Yes, I am.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
That's where I am.
I get it.
Die hard Cleveland Indians.
You couldn't even go 2 years of being a Mariners fan. That's how bad it is.
I'm going back to Cleveland.
And they weren't even losing seasons.
I know. I'm going back to Cleveland.
Well, I hope.
It's not even because they're good. It's just what feels right.
You know what? I hope we get Mariners Orioles ALCS now with either of our teams knocking out the Cleveland Guardians in the ALDS.
I hope so, too. I'll take the Orioles in that.
I hope that's what happens.
I'm down with the Guardians. I just hope I never have to hear the drummer again. I think he's passed away.
He did pass away.
It's not about the person. It's just about the noise. Every time the Mariners played in Cleveland, especially at Jacobs Field, I don't think he was around as much a Progressive, but I will never forget that boom, boom. It's like, oh, my.
Jacobs Field and Progressive are the same stadium.
Are they really?
Yep, just different names.
What's the stadium before that I'm thinking of?
Oh, it's like some garbage memorial. Thanks. It's in Major League. Go look at that.
But bad. Same.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.